Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. This is a spontaneous show. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, hashtag TBV podcast. That's right, we're back. We are back with another spontaneous show, and I'm joined alongside my co-host, Alexander Doomsday Lyonnaise, and we will be discussing everything Anthony Joshua and the newfound triangle of sins between Gerald Miller and Deontay Wilder. Eddie Hearn has come out yesterday and talked to our New York City correspondent, Adam Sperber, out in New York City, and he said that Anthony Joshua versus Gerald Miller is being targeted for August in the Barclays Center if Anthony could beat Joseph Parker. I'm calling hypocrisy. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to go on out to my co-host, Doomsday Lion.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal, most vicious, and most ruthless champion that's ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody like me. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get it?
Yeah, AJ versus Baby Miller looks like England is coming to BK if everything turns out right for Gerald, right? There's a little bit of hypocrisy in the opponents that these two have faced. You know, I'm talking about Gerald Miller and Wilder's opponents have. And, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting that they're going to give the fight to Gerald in Brooklyn and are choosing him as the next opponent if Gerald Miller manages to get by Duhapis, which we all know Duhapis is, you know, is no joke. He, you know, he's bounced back after his losses to champions. You know, he bounced back after Deontay Wilder won his three fights, and you know, can't wait to get into this topic. I want to know how the English feel about this. All our friends out there in Britain, and to see what the American public thinks about Anthony Joshua coming over the BK into Brooklyn.
Well, listen, Doomsday, I'm going to go ahead and let you get first crack at it, because before we even started the show, we were already 8 thumbs down. People just don't like to hear the truth. And I know they don't like to hear the truth coming out of my mouth. I don't know. Maybe it's because, as Deontay Wilder says, I'm young, black, and successful. Who the fuck knows? So I'm going to let you take the floor first as I gather some information here. Or I actually got a little treat for you. And before you actually, you know, jump into your thoughts on this, let's get the man himself, Gerald Miller.
There's no way.
Yo, I just watching the fight just now. Violation.
They violated. They took that man.
Violated. The homeboy wasn't even hurt. Violated, that's why I don't want to go to England. That's why I can't
that
tell
was,
me, Jack.
That was going 12
rounds. Yo, that was some real.
That was going
12
rounds.
Funk boy that stuff just now. Rounds. I'm telling you, that was 12 rounds.
Was 12
AJ, rounds. I'ma smash you. Eddie Hearn, I'm telling you, I'm coming for his neck. Don't play with me. I want that boy after I smash this dude. Watch. I'm telling you.
My boy overrated, bro. He overrated.
Yo, you can't.
That boy's overrated.
Yo, there's so much protein shakes you can drink.
That boy's overrated.
He don't need no more protein.
That boy's overrated.
I don't care. Yo, Deontay. Yo, if he don't get him, I'm going to get him.
Yeah, he overrated.
Oh, my. Yo, let me tell you something, bro. Foul. I had to kill Gerard Washington to get a stoppage.
That is immediately after Anthony Joshua got what Gerald Miller is calling a gift stoppage over Carlos Takam. And he immediately stated, I'm not going to the United Kingdom, because if Takam could get a stoppage or be stopped by that sort of damage where Gerald Miller feels he took none or he sustained no damage at all. I don't know. Can I take you back to that fight? Do you remember that stoppage? And were you happy with the stoppage and what the referee chose to do on that night?
Well, we all know, whoever watched the fight, that there was a little controversy in the way that the fight was stopped. Some agreed, some didn't. I can actually relate to what Gerald's saying, because, you know, when you're facing a champion, you're in the championship fight, you don't want the referee to step in, you know, and knowing yourself that you're not truly hurt, you know. The Takam stop was a little premature to some, but, you know, the referee's there to protect the fighters, and you know, these heavyweights, they hit hard. So, you know, I'm no referee, but could have Takam continued? It seems as though he could have. So, you know, Gerald Miller wants to say he don't want to go to England, but hey, if they wanted him to go to England, I'm pretty sure he would go to England. You know what I mean? But now he's coming down to BK. This is what's coming out of Eddie Hearn's mouth. If you guys haven't seen the interview with Adam, go on to the Boxing Void uploads recently, and you'll get to see those two interviews back to back. And you'll also get to see an interview with Baby Miller and his you know, his brother Adam Wanaki, talking to Adam Serber, and you know,
big brother.
Yeah,
him, brother.
And you know what? I have nothing to say. I mean, you.
In terms of what? What do you mean you have nothing to say?
I have nothing to say more about him going to England, because from what we're hearing from Eddie, that's not happening anyway. You know, he's heading over to BK, and he feels like Gerald Miller, being the BK kid, you know, is an easy sell. It's an easy sell for Eddie Hearn.
Well, let's go to exhibit number one, as we are now showing the Boxing Voices interview with Eddie Hearn.
Close to us that AJ is going to make his debut stateside in the summer.
That's the plan. You know, the plan is, all being well, on March 31st, in a very tough fight against Joseph Parker. I think the American debut is imminent for 2018. You know, of course, he wants to win every belt in the division. And if Wilder beats Ortiz, he's a target. But as I said, you know, in terms of Gerald Miller, he's a guy that would be a perfect opponent in Brooklyn for his debut.
Well, you remember when Nas came over here and fought Madison Square Garden against Kevin.
Now, Doomy.
Yeah.
Let me stop the tape there. So far, we have Eddie Hearn, the promoter of Anthony Joshua, saying that Gerald Miller would be a perfect opponent for Anthony Joshua's American debut here in Brooklyn, for obvious reasons, for, you know, Gerald Miller being a U.S. heavyweight that's been on television, both Showtime and HBO. He is from Brooklyn. But I have to, again, call on the hypocrisy. Who has fought and sold more tickets as a main eventer in New York City, Brooklyn, Barclays Center?
Are you being particular to a division or just period?
Well, I'm obviously being particular to the heavyweight division, because, you know, I don't think Anthony Joshua is going to fight Danny Garcia or Keith Thurman.
Okay, so we're not just talking about general numbers, but if we're talking about the heavyweight division, of course, Deontay Wilder.
All right, so that is Exhibit A, and hypocrisy notation number one. We'll proceed with the audio.
Kelly, yeah, right. Unbelievable night. Yeah. Great fight. And, you know, we'd fill up the Barclays with Brits. And, you know,
and Brooklynites.
Yeah, well, great. You know, and that's what we want. We want to create a great atmosphere. But Jarrell has to give us the excuse to make that fight. And he can do that by a commanding victory against the
Your Honor, we'll stop the audio there. Please allow cross-examination. At this point, Eddie Hearn used a key word where he says, Gerald Miller needs to give us the excuse. I mean, if the AJ protectors and the captain of, say, said fan club cannot hear English, I do believe they created the language, right? I mean, they are from over there, right? So, like, did you not hear? I mean, did you hear it, or am I senile and such a Wilder fanboy, right, that I am hearing these things on my own? Did he use the word excuse to make the fight?
Yeah.
Okay. And now he is basing the excuse, quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, to make the fight off of Johan Dunhapis, a former Deontay Wilder opponent, correct?
That is correct.
Doomsday, I mean, look, you're no expert, but you've been on the forums. Don't they call that guy a bum ever since Deontay faced him?
That's right.
But now he's not a bum. I just want you to hear what will be said of Dunhapis in this.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the hypocrisy is face is peeled back right now in this interview.
And we will proceed with the audio, Your Honor.
Dunhapis in a very tough fight. And, you know, actually, if Jarrell can beat Dunhapis, he's then beaten Washington, Wack, and Dunhapis. I think he's worthy of a world title shot. So there's a lot of pressure.
Whoa. Do we need to pull up BoxRec here? So he said if Jarrell Miller can defeat Dunhapis, he is now worthy of a title shot because he's defeated Jarrell Washington, a Maurice Vak, and now Johan Dunhapis. All right. So, Jarrell Miller and at least Dunhapis are both on Deontay Wilder's resume. But when the case of a Wilder-Anthony Joshua fight is even spoken of, Wilder needs to raise his profile. So let me ask you again. Who sells more tickets in the Barclays Center? Jarrell Miller or Deontay Wilder?
Deontay, the champ. Okay.
So in that box, at least, Wilder holds the edge on profile, right? Because he is able to sell more tickets than Miller, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Look, we don't have a bunch of people to ask. We could ask our callers who decide to call in at the number 1-425-569-5241, or you could add Nesta Gibbs on Skype and call me all over the world, international, doesn't matter, absolutely free, or be an American and call me absolutely free and experience the best sound quality ever on Skype. That being said, they can, you know, come to their own conclusions. And I don't know. I just had a brain. I mean,
no, we're holding court. Eddie Hearn's not present. It'd be nice for him to call in and clarify this up because.
Well, we do have a strange number here. I may have to just go to it and check it. 444 long distance. I know you're in the UK. Would this happen to be my good friend Eddie Hearn or just another UK AJ protector upset at the audio?
It's me, Dennis.
Oh, Mitty. All right, Mitty. We will come back to you. I always got to check the lines. You never know when, you know, Eddie Hearn is going to drop in on us, especially when we're talking about his cash cow. But again, in the argument of Deontay Wilder, he needs to raise his profile, but Miller would have done so by simply defeating Johan Dunhapis, Maurice Vak, and Gerald Washington. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this because, you see, this is where the AJ protectors get upset. They say, no, I thought he was a Deontay Wilder fanboy. But this is what I'll say. On track with the rest of the AJ opponents outside of Vladimir Klitschko, Jarrell Miller is right there. His body of work at heavyweight is right there with everyone else that Anthony Joshua has faced. So I don't see any difference. The problem here is the hypocrisy that Eddie Hearn chooses to use to keep Deontay Wilder away from Anthony Joshua. That's my issue.
Now, you could definitely see that in the way the negotiations and the way he's spoken about the comparison of opponents. You can tell that they don't want that fight yet. They obviously, these promoters are going to try to marinate this fight as much as they can, right? And get these good fights in between, selling tickets, making money. But, you know, let's just be straight up, right? Just say that you ain't ready to face Deontay Wilder yet. You know, don't say that.
Easy to say we are not ready rather than to go on about profile and about Fantasy Island. So let me get this straight. Arguably the most dangerous fight for Anthony Joshua continues to happen to be the only heavyweight in the world on Fantasy Island. Joseph Parker was verbally taking apart Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn in negotiations on Twitter and anywhere that a camera was pointed at him between he and David Higgins, his promoter. And no, it's Wilder that's on Fantasy Island. Miller can get this fight with his resume, and he is not on Fantasy Island. Neither was Carlos Takam, nor was Eric Molina, Dominic Brazil, et cetera, et cetera. My question is, how long are the AJ protectors going to continue to lie? If you just admit, yo, Ness, he's only got 20 fights, you know, he's not ready. All right. Well, fuck it then. Say that. But don't say Wilder needs to raise his profile. Wilder needs to do a fucking reality show. Wilder needs to unify. Wilder needs to go to Russia. Wilder needs to fight Luis Ortiz, who all of a sudden is 45 years old now.
Yeah.
Keep rolling the hypocrisy. In this very same interview, you will hear Eddie Hearn saying, Luis Ortiz is his biggest test, but he is a bit old now. And it's like, when? When does it stop?
There's always a bashing of Wilder's opponents, either before or after. Like, this is what we've been seeing. You know, it's something that the only thing I could agree with Eddie is in the you know, in the fight not happening right away, or there being roadblocks, whatnot, is in the negotiations of the money and the splits. Because one thing I can agree is that Anthony Joshua, obviously, you know, he is the bigger seller. He would get the lion's share, so to speak, you know, in an event of a fight like that. The only thing that Deontay Wilder can hope for is that as they procrastinate this fight, that, I mean, I think Wilder's profile is already huge, but if you want it to grow more, it's going to grow more in between these fights that he's taking. I don't know if this time lapse, you know, waiting on the fight to happen is going to be either working for Deontay or against him, but I think it'll work for him in maybe getting a little more money in that split.
This goes out to everybody that's saying, Ness, you talk about the AJ protectors, but what about you? You're the captain of the Thurman Protection Club. First of all, this is not the same situation. Last I checked, Anthony Joshua wasn't hurt. Last I checked, Anthony Joshua didn't have surgery. You could tell an AJ protector a mile away. They smell like pussy. We're going back to the audio because it is incriminating. It is damn right incriminating. And you need to stop believing the hype.
I mean, look, there's no hype. We know AJ wants to fight. You know,
no, the hype is AJ wants to fight now. Eddie's trying to make the fight now. When our interviewer, because on the Boxing Voice, we have experienced people that don't take little, you know, slick words as an answer. And when the interviewer asks him, yo, anyway, let me play the audio, man. Let me just play the audio.
Let him have it.
And I think for fans in the local area, that's an appealing fight too as well. I don't think you have to necessarily come up with justification to make that fight.
No, of course. I mean, at the end of the day, look, for a Brit, the biggest star in world boxing, in my opinion, traveling to Brooklyn to defend his world heavyweight titles against the kid from Brooklyn, that's an easy sell, you know, and especially because it's Anthony Joshua. But, you know, it's a good fight. But like I said, we need to see...
Did you see his face there when he said, that's an easy sell? He was so happy.
He looked off into the sky.
He's so happy to count that check. He wants to get as many of these in before the Wilder fight.
I mean, look.
Because to me, why can't you just think three fights? Why can't you think Wilder and Joshua do it once, do it twice, and possibly a third time? But he's already afraid.
And I'm not gonna argue with, you know, Eddie. He's he's trying to introduce agent to the American public. That's what he's saying with this fight. I mean, I could probably agree with him that I don't want to introduce my champion to American soil in such a dangerous fight with Deontay. You know what I mean? Maybe he's afraid that would, you know, be very, very bad for his stock.
You know what it is? Do me. People are saying That I'm the AJ, excuse me, the Thurman protector, right? But there is a similarity between AJ and Thurman.
Well, the injury in the elbow?
No.
What is it?
The similarity is that AJ has all the belts. And Thurman has all the belts. And in the eye of the public, Thurman is avoiding Earl, who wants a shot at all the belts. And in the eyes of the normal public, Joshua is avoiding Wilder, who Joshua has all the belts. Simple mathematics.
There's similarities definitely in the situation they're in. Yeah, I could agree with that. Nonetheless, I'm still going to say that promotionally wise, I can agree with Eddie Hearn's making this fight as an introduction for his champion on American soil. I don't think he would want to risk. You got to understand, these guys know the risks they're taking facing Deontay Wilder, and they want to procrastinate this as much as they can. And what a better way than getting this fight to a Brooklyn kid? You know what I mean? And not for nothing, Jared Miller, he's been winning his fights.
Deontay hasn't been winning.
Oh, no. Deontay's been putting...
If the UK public accepts Anthony Joshua to go to Gerald Miller before Deontay, they are protecting him. Deontay said on air, "I declare war on you." There should be at least some sort of nationalism going on right there, because Deontay is talking about another country and war. Come on. Where's that? Shots fucking fired. They need to stop.
Look, I'm not gonna sit here and say that Anthony Joshua is running around saying I want to fight Deontay Wilder, because yo, that's the honest truth. I'm not seeing that.
No, 3 years ago on Robbie's intro, he said if Deontay Wilder wants some of this work, he could get it. When the fuck he gonna give him the work? The wrong one.
All right, well,
I want Wilder.
All right, let me.
I want Joshua. Joshua, come and see me, baby.
Well,
no more hiding, no more ducking, no more dodging, no more excuses. Let's make the fight happen. Let's see who's the best. I know I'm the best. Are you up for the test?
Will you go and fight him in England if that's required?
You know, my belt says the heavyweight champion of the world.
So does his.
The thing about him, between me and him, they'd rather stay in their safe haven over in England.
But where you go, there's the question.
I would go anywhere in the world, Jim. Anywhere in the world. When I'm about to go to Russia, yes, sir. I go to England as well, too. So make the date. Don't wait.
All right. Let's hope it happens. Deontay, congratulations. Thank you.
Bomb squad!
No more excuses. The writing's on the wall. So you're telling me one American calls you out and you say, all right, I'm going to go beat up another American. That's how the UK public is going to paint this one. Oh, he just beat up on an American. He beat up on your boy. No. Wilder is the champion of the United States. Fight him. Now, I will say this, Doomsday. I'm not an idiot. I want the biggest fight. I understand introducing Anthony Joshua to the U.S. public with a U.S. fighter before fighting our big champion is the right thing to do. But fucking say it. Do not paint it as he needs to raise his profile. He's living on Fantasy Island. Because the only thing I see is that the U.K. and whatever AJ protectors are coming off that planet are fucking living in Fantasy Island. That's where they're at. They're all over there with the little guy talking about the plane, boss, the plane. Because I'm hearing this shit. I mean, how much audio must we play? How many articles must we read? How many quotes must be reread to these people to understand that there is something going on? And the only thing could be labeled is hypocrisy.
I mean, it's kind of hard.
UK to call in. My name is Nesta Gibbs. Add me on Skype. Call in and defend him.
You know what it is? The AJ.
No, I'm not done. Don't protect them in the motherfucking comments. Call in. Where your balls at? Or are you like your champion? None. Fighting other people instead of the one calling you out? That's all I'm saying. But we still got more audio to give him because it's incriminating. Damn right incriminating. But I know you got something to say. Go for it.
I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and keep saying that you know, that Joshua's ducking him. I mean, look, we all know that the promotional companies are the ones responsible for this. But AJ should come out and at least say something if they're going to keep going along with the narrative that you know, that he's scared. Say something then. Let your fighter say something back if he really wants to fight him. I mean, ultimately, you know what I'm saying? Everybody works for the fighter. If the fighter wants to fight this guy and it's about legacy, it's about now or never, it's going to happen. But you got – you know, you got to protect the stock, man. AJ's worth a lot. What happens if AJ comes in right now?
All I know is Al Haymon didn't fucking build up Danny Garcia, and he didn't try to build up Thurman. You know, Thurman fought Porter. Thurman fought Danny. Those people were put in, and people are worried about Earl, and he will get a fight too.
But you got to understand, we have so many American champions right now, Ness. That's all they got over there. Who else do they got?
What, what does that translate to? Hostage? Holding the motherfucking belts hostage? That's what you're telling me? That what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that England's protecting their golden boy, and they're going to do it at all angles and make him look the best they can. Look, the champ, Deontay Wilder, said he'll go anywhere, anytime, anywhere. And he's pushing for the fight. So how am I supposed to not agree with you, Ness? Because everybody's calling you the Wilder voice, the Wilder man.
No, but let me tell you something. Unlike Gerald Miller, see, the AJ protectors are not mad. They're not saying, oh, this fat guy. Oh, this guy, he's never fought nobody. He don't want to come to the UK. He don't want to fucking get a payday. Oh, he's crazy. No, they're saying, oh, yeah, AJ can go over there and fight him. Why? Because there's no danger. There's no danger. You don't see Big Baby Miller knocking people smooth out. He's out working them. So they're less fearful. Don't call me crazy. And let me tell you something about the Wilder voice, right? I remember when I first started, I used to say the same thing. I swear to you, I used to say the same thing and laugh at Ben Thompson from fucking Fight Hype. I used to say, because everybody used to call Fight Hype Floyd Hype. They probably still do. They probably still do. But guess what? He's laughing all the way to the fucking bank with Floyd. So shut the fuck up. I'll be the Wilder voice, motherfucker. We on the winning side. Make the fight. Make the motherfucking fight is all I'm saying. Make the fight. Because listen, AJ gonna have to answer to me too. When I get to the UK, I got thousands of questions for his ass. He know who I am. I know who he is. We've been interviewing each other. We know what's gonna go down. He said it.
And
Wilder wants some of this work. He could get it. When is it gonna happen? When?
You know, Ness, you know what I love about our sport? You know what I love about the sport of boxing? That you can make all your future plans, and with one punch, all that shit could change. So, you know, they're planning on making AJ's debut in American soil with Gerald Miller. And guess what? I'm all for Gerald Miller. I'll say it now. I would be picking him on the win. But what happens if that doesn't happen? What happens if, you know, his game plan?
Whoa. Talk about nationalism. You're picking Gerald Miller over fucking
Duhapis.
Anthony Jock? Oh, over Duhapis.
Duhapis. No, I'm talking about the plan that Eddie has made. You know, the sport we're in, all that can change in a punch. What happens if Miller's is not as impressive as he...
Miller needs more than one punch to change the plan. He needs about 40 straight. We know that from watching his fights. But let me get back to this incriminating evidence here.
Gerald put in a performance that will say this is a great fight.
Now, that being said, you obviously, Anthony Joshua was a big ticket seller over in the UK.
Yeah.
I mean, 80,000 or 90,000 in Wembley. Mm-hmm. Sells out the O2, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, bring him over to the States in terms of age-wise, maybe take a little hit now?
No, because I think, you know, we sell out the Barclays comfortably. You know, American networks are willing to pay a lot of money for Anthony Joshua. Brits would love to see Anthony Joshua come and beat up an American on U.S. soil.
And
I just want to pause it there and see another key word where he said American networks with an S. Remember, this is Joshua's last fight with Showtime. So there's going to be some renegotiating. And don't be shocked. Don't you be shocked, Doomsday. Don't you be shocked like the UK fans. Once Eddie Hearn signs a deal with HBO completely, keeping Deontay Wilder away, making the fight even more difficult to make, making HBO and Showtime have to work together for a pay-per-view. Why? Because Eddie knows on Showtime it might not be a pay-per-view because Al Heyman ain't been doing pay-per-view. But if he goes to HBO and now HBO's in the mix, HBO forces the networks to do a pay-per-view so that both networks can work, causing more of a motherfucking divide. Yo, they want me to come out there.
Oh, you're pulling the curtain on the Wizard of Oz right now.
No. Because no more will I let my listeners be fooled. We're going back to the very incriminating evidence that could be watched on our YouTube channel titled Eddie Hearn, Anthony Joshua versus Gerald Miller in Brooklyn, August 20, 2018. If Miller wins impressively. Not if Wilder steamrolls Luis Ortiz, he gets the fight. Nah. Fuck what he's doing. He too dangerous. But I get it.
Look, the pay-per-view record in UK history was Anthony Joshua against Klitschko, and then it got beat just by Mayweather against McGregor, which was on at 5 o'clock in the morning. So, I don't worry about the pay-per-view numbers. And he's the world heavyweight champion. He's not the British heavyweight champion. So, he has to fight in America at some point. And, if that's Gerald Miller, if that's Deontay Wilder.
You ain't never seen this man throw a video when he was running on the track. Ever! Never!
Don't forget that Friday we drop our documentary with Deontay Wilder, courtesy of the Wilder Voice. Oh, get the bookie up. Yo.
And again, man, look, to all our UK fans, man, we're not, we like Anthony as a fighter and everything, but, real is real. Here on the Boxing Voice, we like to put everything out in the open, air dry, out in the sun. And when you're saying certain things, And you're throwing shade on a fighter's opponents, and you're kind of trying to downplay him, knowing that he's knocked everybody out, knowing that he's had, comparable opponents or like opponents with the guy that you're planning on making your debut with here in American soil. So, real is real. Say the fight's too dangerous. Say that we're gonna wait that off for now. Say that your fighter, wants to make more money before that. I don't know, but don't go throwing shade, saying that now his next opponent is too old. Come on. You can see right through the words, Eddie.
Listen, I'm not going to say that every UK fan is a hater, but...
Haters.
I mean, how is it that this many people are watching the show, interested in the topic, but only 44 likes and 24 dislikes? Them AJ protectors are out. If you ain't an AJ protector, why are you hitting the thumbs down button?
I'd rather them come on board. Are we going to take any calls? I'd rather them come on board and start talking, man.
You know what they say?
Don't give the thumbs down. Go live and say what you got to say.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
The truth first.
Yes!
True first.
You know, I laugh at the thumbs down because no one's going to hear your opinion. Come on, we want to hear it. We want to kick back with you and argue. What's going on? What you got to say? Listen, how are you going to protect AJ?
They've heard us enough. Let's allow the AJ protectors to give us their side of things now. We're going to take some calls. The number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Don't forget.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
That's right. We in all camps. We started this camp life shit, Top Rank trying to rob me, but you can always check the keywords on YouTube. First ever Camp Life was done by the Boxing Voice. Inception, that's my shit. I can't trademark it. I'm poor. Join my Patreon. Help the Boxing Voice grow. We're going out to the callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Midi in the UK, talk to us. How are you doing this day?
Yo, Ness, Doomsday, how you doing, guys? First of all, thank you guys for giving us a show today, spontaneous. And you know me, when it comes to those topic, It's all about business and discussion. So my opinion is just like, you know, what I think is happening. And, you know, I'm not protecting anyone. I just want to see the fight just like you guys. And I love those shows. It's funny when you just like play the trial and be the judge and exhibit number one and two or whatever, right? You've got to be one of the most biased judges, though, which is funny.
Judge and executioner.
What I'm going to say, though, right? I think you said it right. You said it right at one point, and you said, like, you're not an idiot, and you understand that, you know, they're probably trying to build up AJ in the U.S., fight Gerald Miller first before fighting Wilder, and they probably should come out and say it. I agree with you. I think that that might be what is happening. They're playing a little bit of chess, trying to make sure that they get all the chips on their side. So when it comes to the negotiation table, wherever the fight is happening in Vegas, then they can actually say that, you know what, we also have like a big following in the U.S. And, you know, we can command the biggest purse and the biggest split in the negotiation. So I think that's what's happening. They just can't come out and say it. Otherwise, it defeats the purpose of what they're doing, right? When you play chess, you just don't go out and tell your opponent, yo, this is my strategy here. This is what I'm doing. So, but yeah, no, that's what I think is happening. And good show. I'm looking forward to hear what the Wilder protectors have got to say and what the AJ protectors have got to say. Just keep it going and, you know, make it entertaining, man.
Yeah, man. Coach Mitty, again, congratulations on your win, brother.
Doomsday. Oh, thank you. Hey, Doomsday, one thing, I've got to call you up on what you said, though. You said, like, you know, the UK only have, like, one champion or something like that, and they've got
I mean, not just champion, but like a superstar.
I don't think the US has many champion, right? Like, I think the US has like equally the same amount. Like, they have to protect Wilder in some way. And at the end of the day, I think Wilder will actually thank Eddie Hearn in some respect, because by doing what he's doing, Eddie Hearn is trying obviously to get the most money for AJ and for himself. But by doing that, it will also increase the money that Wilder will get. So that fight will happen, that's for sure.
But Mitty, he's also risking it, because even though we're always going to pick, you're always going to pick your champ AJ. What happens if Miller, if he gets to fight Miller and then Miller disrupts that whole future card? I mean, you know, we're in a sport where one punch can change anything. What happens then?
Yeah, same thing. But I mean, like, you know, Wilder is also risking it by fighting like Ortiz or whatever. Anything can happen. What I know is that the sport of boxing is different from any other sport. When a boxer is injured, like Alan Kisterman, or when a boxer cannot fight immediately, people will just find a way to delay that fight and make it happen. It's not like the Football World Cup where it happens on this date.
And it has to happen. You're right.
Sorry, you can't play and you're going to lose, right? So those guys will always find the right time for them to fight. Whether they lost, they're going to rebuild them, because they're the most popular people out there. And that's where the money is. That's the business.
All right.
I heard bell, right? So I'm not just going to hold the line, but thanks for having me, guys, man.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Let's go out to Alex in Russia. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Sasha.
What's up, Doomsday?
What's going on, brother?
I'm definitely not an AJ protector, but I got to admit that it's a very smart promotional move on the part of Eddie Hearn to introduce AJ to the American public.
Oh, my God. Smart?
Yeah, of course it
is. So now ducking is smart.
Having him come to U.S. and, you know, beat on that Fed boy. Because let's be honest, that's most likely what's going to happen.
So why is no one calling Keith Thurman smart, even though he has an injury, and they still believe he's doing the very same thing?
Why not? Yeah, there are a lot of people calling him smart.
I've yet to hear anyone call Keith.
Don't misrepresent what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's a smart business move. As a boxing fan, no, of course I don't want to see any AJ fight anybody before he fights Wilder. So I want to see this fight happen, you know, right after AJ beats, what's his name, Joseph Parker. But at the same time, I understand that that's probably not what's going to happen, because unfortunately, we're living in this, quote unquote, marination era, and the fans don't get the fights that they want right away. We got to wait for fucking years. So it is what it is. But I just don't understand why you're so infuriated. It's like this news caught you by surprise. You didn't expect that?
Oh, no. I've always expected this. I'm just still trying to convert poor, mindless souls that are roaming the streets of UK believing that Anthony Joshua is all that Eddie Hearn's telling them he is. Until he proves it versus his true test, we'll never know. But in the meantime, while AJ's out building his profile, all of a sudden the motherfucking shoe's on the other foot, and now someone else needs to build their profile because they're afraid. And I don't mean AJ. I don't mean AJ. Obviously, AJ's a fighter. He's here to fight. But they, Barry and Eddie are definitely afraid. But what should Wilder do in the meantime? What fight would be credible enough so the public stops saying all he's doing is fighting bums? All of a sudden, the bum is not a bum anymore, because then Hoppus is going to be elite level when he fights Gerald Miller.
He should probably get the Povetkin fight, to be honest. If he can get that fight.
I see. Let's give Anthony Joshua. I'm not trying to disrespect Miller, but let's give Anthony Joshua the softest punching heavyweight, and let's give Deontay Wilder both PED users back to back so he can die somehow. Let's kill him before he can actually fight Anthony Joshua. Because if Luis Ortiz doesn't kill him with PEDs, fucking Povetkin will kill him with PEDs. I mean, should he go into war without a fucking helmet and vest too? Jesus.
But do you have better options? Name those.
So you're telling me the best option for AJ Protectors is to put him in there with another known PED user?
No. I'm talking about Wilder. Yeah, Wilder.
That's what I'm talking about. Wilder. You want him to fight Alexander Povetkin. Three times.
That's the best fight for his profile. That's going to be the best name on his resume.
I am the worst at pronunciations, but it's also going to have the biggest motherfucking asterisk attached next to it, because it's always going to say Povetkin. It's always going to say that.
Isn't he Anthony's WBA mandatory?
Option, then name me a better option for Wilder to fight.
Anthony Joshua.
No, if you can't get Anthony Joshua, you just you just set this condition that if he can't get Anthony Joshua, then who should he fight next?
I don't have anyone. I swear to you, I don't have anyone in the heavyweight division other than Anthony Joshua that the public will give him credit for.
Fight for some reason, then he's gonna fight bombs again.
Anyone I say, they won't give him credit. But listen, Alex, let me get to some other callers. We got a new caller, Dexteria Charles, or Charles Dexteria. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what up?
What's up, brother? We do hear you. First time caller?
Yeah.
Hit him with the intro. Making his professional debut.
You know what, Ness? One thing I got to give you, man. You one funny ass nigga. I ain't going
to
lie. You.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be entertaining. Listen, it's not all hate. It's not all hate. I am also trying to be entertaining. But, you know, my entertainment comes straight from truth, though. I mean, the truth is they're trying to fight someone other than Deontay.
I hear that. And to be honest, the fight needs to happen. I want to see the fight. I want to see the fight because I want to see AJ win, but at the same time, I want to see the fight. But I think Mayweather said it best. Mayweather said, if he wants 50-50, he don't want the fight. Can you remember Mayweather saying that to someone?
Listen, I don't know why Eddie Hearns and the AJ Protectors are acting like Deontay Wilder didn't say, I will take whatever offer Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearns give me, as long as in the rematch clause, he takes the same split. There's nothing wrong.
But is there going to be an automatic reclose, or if Wilder wins the rematch? Because if Wilder was saying, if he beats AJ, then the rematch, it should be the reverse.
Well, of course. No. That's exactly what it. No. That's exactly. No. ATC, that's exactly what he's saying. There could only be a rematch if he wins. Can't get a rematch if you lose.
No, but champions get rematches, though.
Listen to me.
And he's WBC champion.
If it's entertaining, but if AJ knocks him out Charles Martin style, he don't get no immediate rematch. You kidding me? He don't get no rematch. And don't forget that even Joseph Parker got a secondary clause in his rematch clause. If Joseph Parker wins, then Joseph Parker gets the 55% split next time. You get it? So it's only right. If they're doing it for Joseph, do it for Deontay. But they'd rather hide behind the lie that he's living on Fantasy Island when he's on record. He's on our video. Our documentary drops Friday, and he's going to say it. I will take whatever they offer me.
I was going to ask you, when you were out there, all the Boxing Voice things I've seen when you were in camp, I didn't once see you address him about that 50-50 comment. And I was wondering why you didn't.
Oh, everything got addressed, baby.
That's going to be worth watching.
Definitely. Everything got addressed. You got to watch that documentary, man. Everything got addressed. Down to Lucas Brown, Dillian White, Alexander Povetkin. We talked every single thing has been talked about under the sun. Everything we did. Believe me.
But you know what? Keep doing your thing. You know, I enjoy the banter. You know, what I enjoy most is just going at the bloody Wilder fans in the comments on YouTube. It is just the funnest thing ever. Well, keep doing your thing. I want to see Matt on here, man, because Matt seems to be the one that's a bit more level-headed, man. Unless you're a bit nuts sometimes.
I know. I go crazy. Matt's actually moving, man. He's moving right now, but he will be back. So thank you again for calling in, TC. I know you're a first-time caller. We appreciate it. Don't forget to subscribe here to the YouTube channel because we're going to be doing a numerous amount of spontaneous shows. There is a lot of boxing to talk about, and if you don't think there is, you better subscribe, get that notification, hit that notification bell, because we're going to be showing you headlines, big ones too. We got a super chat from Andre Diakono, one of our pound-for-pound supporters around here. He actually got an award at one of our TBV appreciation nights, which if you head on over to YouTube on the Patreon-only questions we release live and free, Deontay says he's going to be at our next appreciation. Now, he actually goes into detail about those who have not showed up to our appreciation night yet. So definitely head on over and check that out. But Andre sends a message. Get Ness a case of Presidente. Calm down, brother. Laugh a lot. Awesome show. Hashtag TBV. Let's go out to the UK. David Beanie, you're up.
Ness.
How are you, my friend?
Good. I think you've been smoking some of that same shit that Wilder's smoking. You're really off on one today.
Oh, yeah!
But anyway, so let me fire back at a few comments. So first of all, when Wilder said, I'm not taking anything but 50-50, you came on the air and said, oh, just a negotiation tactic, that's all it is. But then now Eddie says, oh, maybe he won't fight Wilder next because he's still in Fantasy Island with his 50-50. Well, maybe go and fight Gerald Miller instead. And second of all...
Yeah, but wait a minute, David. That would work if Wilder wasn't on record, not only in our video, but he said it 2 weeks ago in L.A. at the media press conference there that he would take whatever they offer as long as they take it in the rematch. And that's a beautiful offer because if you win... If you win, you being Anthony Joshua, there is no rematch.
All right. So my thing is that it's all very well Wilder saying that, but Al Heyman, Shirley Finkel, could I really heard enough of that? I don't think so because
David Beanie.
We'll take 100% the first fight, and you can have zero.
David Beanie.
Is Wilder going to sign up for that? I don't think.
David, hey, TC, mute your mic, please, because you're coming on the show. And David Beanie, listen, remember that those people work for Wilder, and he proved it to every single fan by getting Shelly Finkel live on this show. You've never heard Shelly in a fucking interview before. And Wilder is so tired of the fucking hypocrisy, he called the manager that's never done an interview and put him live on a fucking radio show to prove Eddie Hearn is a liar, and you are still buying and biting the carrot dangled in front of your face. Poor thing. Poor thing. I can't wait to go to the UK. I know Jesus ain't gonna like it, but I'm gonna feel like Jesus coming over to save all of y'all.
Well, as I said, when Wilder actually comes out and is reasonable, actually says, okay, I'll take 35%, let's say, in the AJ fight. He'll get the AJ fight, but at the end of the day, this is how it's going to go down. If Wilder doesn't take the percentage that AJ and Eddie want, they'll come over to Brooklyn, sell out the Barclays, do better numbers on the Showtime, and all the thing Wilder says, oh, AJ ain't known in the UK yet. AJ ain't known in the UK yet. Well, he will be known. He'll sell more tickets, and there'll be more people watching.
David Beeney, why don't you admit that you feel strongly Eddie is going to put Joshua on HBO?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't.
You feel it. You feel it. Deep down in your UK bones, you feel it.
Nope, I don't feel it at all. Not feeling it.
All right, David Beeney, thank you for calling in.
Smoke weed every day.
Let's go out to the 415. 415, talk to me. 415.
Hey, big up to the...
Oh, that's Larry in San Francisco. What'd it do?
Yeah, it's about time I got up on here. First of all, big up to the Boxing Voice, and much appreciated on the spontaneous show. Ness, I got to give you credit, and Doomsday, you as well. This is one of the best propaganda pieces that I've heard in quite some time. I actually used to live in Korea, and we would take field trips up to the DMZ. That's the line between North and South Korea. And what the North Koreans do is they play over a loudspeaker propaganda. It's in Korean, so I didn't understand it all day long in the hopes of compelling people to cross from the South to the North, which you can do. You can't go North to South, but you can go South to North. But this show today is that level of propaganda, and I want to give you guys all the credit in the world for that. First of all, the evidence that you're playing back and forth, you haven't played the most relevant piece of evidence, and that came from the historic Tyson Fury, Eddie Hearn, Deontay Wilder show, where Hearn said, I want this fight to be big. And that is the bottom line. Deontay Wilder is not big. And that's what happens when you take 30 fights to get to Malik Scott level. Had Wilder put that work in early, like Tyson Fury did, like Anthony Joshua did, and built up that profile, you could do the fight now, and it's a big pay-per-view.
Hey, Larry.
So I don't want to hear none of this.
Hey, Larry.
Not done yet. None of this Wilder's being ducked madness. If we get to this point next year, after Wilder hopefully beats Luis Ortiz, which in my book is not a given, I think that's a 50-50 fight, and I'll give him all the credit in the world if that happens. But if we get to this point next year and they're still talking, let's fight Gerald Millers and all the other cats, then I will side with the points you're pulling right now. But the bottom line is the fight is not as big as it could be. It's big, but not as big as it could be where the most money is going to be made. You know that's the reason. And once they get to that point, then we're going to see Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua.
I mean, I could say he makes somewhat of an argument on that. You know? Oh, man. Hey, listen, you could say that, yeah, Anthony Joshua faced, you know, somewhat, you know, championship-level opponents a lot sooner in his career. You could say that. You could say that.
Oh, man. I am tremendously saddened right now to hear this man talk this way, because you see all the UK fans, they come out the woodworks as soon as Larry, American sounding, calls in talking like that. They're like, this is a great call. This call is spot on. Great call. Look at this caller. He knows his boxing. Great. Yeah. He knows his fucking boxing. He knows his boxing. He knows how to avoid the big fight. Let's avoid the big fight by quote unquote making it bigger. Yo, there's only so long Fake Thugs can.
I mean, he's
Larry. Thank you for calling in.
He pretty much said that, you know, Anthony Joshua, because of the opponents he's faced and in the succession that he's faced them, has more leverage on what's to say. But what does it matter right now on what opponents Deontay faced and what he led up to what level? I mean, he mentioned Malik Scott. What does it matter if all of that
it never mattered because
hold up, but if all of that is diminishing his reputation, if you're just keep throwing shade on the way, look, they're throwing shade on his opponents, on the way in the succession that he's fought them, and they're just throwing shade everywhere in order to say that Anthony Joshua doesn't have to fight him right now.
Exactly.
And that's still, and you made some great points, Larry, but I'm still not going to agree with that.
Can't. It's complete nonsense to agree that Wilder needs to continue to grow profile while Carlos Takam, Dominic Brazil, Charles Martin, and every other fucking name under the sun isn't raising shit but a bunch of hell in the chat section when people hear the names and that's the opponent, because nobody wants to see that fight. We're going out to what I believe is Donald in Richmond, California. No producer, talk to us. We're actually on drive-by mode. We're giving everybody 30 seconds because this is a spontaneous show. So, Donald, take your 30 and go.
Oh, man, if you're going to give me 30 now, I like how you're going ham, though. But I think that they're not being honest. They tell him Wilder he needs to raise his profile, but they're really trying to raise Joshua's profile. And I feel like the longer they wait, just the more harsher it's going to be on Joshua, because we know Wilder has like double the amount of fights. I feel like if they're going to do it, they need to just go ahead and do it. But I can understand how hurt he's trying to fucking milk it, because they have to milk it, because you have to understand this is a dangerous fight. So if Joshua loses, at least if he loses, at least they know they got all they could get out of it, you know?
They definitely know. Donald, thanks for calling in. 812-812, you're live. 812-449, no producer. 30 seconds, go drive-by. Let's go.
Yes, how you doing, Doomsday? This is Joey, man.
Joey, what up, baby?
Joey!
Yes, real quick, man. Just a few things. I'm not picking sides here, but just a few things stand out to me. For one, got to give credit to Miller's team. I mean, the man went from headlining Showbox to now being on co-main event on HBO, now about to possibly have a big-time summer clash on HBO against Joshua. I mean, for his advising team, and that's amazing. Another thing, what I'm seeing with this, I just think this is Eddie Hearn and Joshua negotiating a big-time deal with HBO. And that's what I'm – and I'm thinking what Hearn's trying to do is just bring Joshua here just to prove –
cut it.
To the American
cut
fans.
It. Oh, cut Joey, it. Joey, Joey. Cut listen, it. You guys got to get all them thoughts in 30 seconds. Unfortunately, this is a spontaneous show. Me and Doomsday putting in that OT, even though we was in OT and out in Bama. We still here. We're going to the 310-525. I don't know. Is this info, Joe? I'm not sure. Joe, there's no producer, man. Matt is moving right now. 310, talk to us.
Yo, this is Info
Damn,
Joe.
Damn, it
building.
Was.
Yo, first, shout out to Coach Smitty for that win. Hey, yo, first off, I'm a fan of Wilder, but as a promoter wanting to introduce AJ to the U.S. before Wilder fight, I get it as a promoter, but not as a fan. I just don't think Big Baby Miller deserves a fight, a shot at AJ. I would rather see a Washington, a Kaufman, a Mansoor. As for Wilder, don't get caught up in that hype. We got a big fight this week. Focus on Ortiz. I don't think this is going to be an easy fight for him, so don't get caught up in this cut bullshit. It, cut it. Cut it. Wilder, like. Cut it.
646-523.
646-523. Drive-by. Yo, what up? It's T from Toronto, man.
T, what it do?
Man, I'm just here listening to all this chaos, bro. At the end of the day, they trying to milk the fight. Because they know there's nowhere to go after this. If he get knocked out by Deontay Wilder, he's got no stock. People don't give a fuck about him no more because right now he's a hype train. So they just trying to milk it and go as far as they can, beat up all these little guys, make as much money, and then fight Wilder later because they know that there's smoke. He's going to get zipped up if he goes in there against Deontay Wilder. He's going to toe-tag that boy.
T, thanks for calling in. Yes. Didn't want to hit you with the cutter, but that is your 30. We're going to the 480. 480-306, what up?
Man, what up, Ness? I just wanted to let y'all know, thanks for answering my call. But it's crazy how everybody mentions Deontay Wilder's resume, but what's Gerald Miller's resume? He's going to fight a dude who Deontay Wilder was the first to stop. Like, I don't get how people just, Wilder's resume, he's not good, he's fighting bums. But Miller, like, come on, really? Who is he fought? Like, and he gets a shot at AJ? They just ducking. It's great duck sauce out there, man. It's just a whole bunch of duck sauce from every division. Nobody wants to fight nobody. Nobody wants to be great anymore. Boxing is just promoters, man. It's just ran by promoters, man. Thanks for answering my call.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going out to the 231, 231, 327, 231, 327. Drive by.
Man, I'm just trying to. What's going on, man? My name is Mike from Michigan.
Mike,
first
what up?
Time caller.
Oh, man, first time caller.
Man,
intro.
Yeah, first time caller, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to play the intro even though you done said Mike from Michigan. I don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Mike from Michigan.
Yeah,
what
I'm
up?
I'm trying to understand, man. I'm just trying to understand, man. They saying Jerrell Miller's so good, but just not too long ago, they were trying to fit Billy and Weiss on Deontay Wilder. Why they ain't trying to put, you know, Billy and Weiss and Jerrell Miller in the same ring? You know, he's from the UK. He can get introduced. And you can bet the UK, you know, UK fans over there, over to America like that. You know, you just got to be Joshua and Jerrell Miller.
That's right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Mike, in Michigan. We're going out to the 256-225. 256-225.
Right back.
256-225. Once.
Going twice.
All right. We're going out to Jason. No, we're not. It's actually not your go. Mute yourself. It is our good friend, the AP. Mute yourself, legendary boxeador.
LB.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, didn't ya? You predict he's gonna beat me. He lost his match.
Why is Wilder so down 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com. What's up? Nez, there's no point going to try and argue with you at this point because you're hyped to fuck about anyone that's going to...
So let me get this straight. How are you interpreting that interview? I'm not getting it.
No. All I think is the plan is I'm pretty sure I saw something from the WBC president that Povetkin is going to be next with Wilder. Joshua Miller, and then December in Vegas, we're going to get the AJ and Wilder fight. But I was just going to come on and say, make sure everybody checks out the YouTube channel. Keep your eye open. The Boxing Voice documentary with Deontay Wilder. One champion, one name, one face. I don't know if you've seen the trailers, but it looks amazing. So make sure you check that out. But yeah, if Wilder wants some of this work, he can get some.
What year was that? Legendary boxer, you're up. Legendary boxer.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You never muted yourself. We always heard you.
Yeah, my mute button is fucking acting up. But man, this we've been seeing this coming for 6 months. I told you guys about that Barry Hearn interview on Seconds Out like fucking 2-3 weeks ago. He was like, no, this is definitely not happening in 2018. And all this third fight, that is bullshit too.
LB, we lost you.
Yeah, that's that shit service out there. Let's get to, what do we got here? We got the 336-455 drive by.
Hey, what's up, man? This is my first time on your channel, bro. Hey, what I was gonna say is, all boxing is now is a promoter. They just want to make money. They don't want to take the fight because they don't want Joshua to get his ass whooped. Wilder is a dangerous man. This man's confidence is ridiculous. You can't stop a man with that much momentum. I'm telling you, man. They don't want to take that fight. They kind of build it up. Why take a loss and make a little bit of money, but take a loss and make a lot of money? You feel? You get what I'm saying?
Sure do, brother. All right, man.
Hey, but I appreciate you having me out here, man.
I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you for calling in. I just want to remind everyone, this is a spontaneous show. Our normal days are Thursday and Sunday, sharp at 7 p.m. Eastern. I am seeing a lot of chats talking about I'm cutting people off. If you check for the first hour, we were letting people on for 3 minutes, which is a normal boxing round. And now we're going to 30 seconds, 10% of that, because, you know, we got to go. You know what I mean? So don't be mad. AJ Protectors all mad right now. 908, you're up. 908-414.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Black.
Who is it? Hello? Did he hang up? Yep, 908 fell off. All right, so we got...
Was that a first-time caller or no?
I don't know, but he fell off. 251-295. 251-295.
What's up, man? I'm a first-time caller, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Appreciate that, man. I just wanted to, I mean,
what's your name, brother? Where you calling from?
Of course, I go for Deontay Wilde. Say it again.
Your name and where you calling from?
This is Tony. I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Talk to us.
Yeah. What I was going to say was, honestly, the only how I can see them actually fighting, or, you know what I'm saying, is really if the best money maker for them is if they did maybe like a super series or something. You know what I'm saying? That's the only how I can see them having enough balls and not really having a way to run around fighting Deontay Wilder. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's up to them, they're going to do everything they can to try to, you know what I'm saying, shift it or fight somebody else, you know? So, I don't know, man. But I think it's a bunch of chicken shit, to be honest.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going out to New York City, 347-347-426. Who this?
DJ Roots, man. What up, y'all? First time caller.
Roots.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
DJ Roots, I'm Jamaica Queens. Big up yourself. Big up Ness. Big up all the crew. See it? Anyway. AJ manager wanted him to lose before he fight Wilder. He's going to lose to Miller or Parker. Watch. Y'all going to see. Big upset. He'd rather lose. See that man lose before he fight Wilder. And I'm saying big up. And then Ness, we soon fight your scene because I'm in surgery right now. So when I get better, we're going to see you, man.
Oh.
He's going to come all the way from foreign.
You saw my border wars?
Yeah, man. Yes, man. But I have surgery in my hand right now, so I can't enter the fight.
All right. All right.
I get better.
I got to see the tape, man. I'm not taking no more young lions, man. No more Jamel Charlos in my gym.
I'm 41, man. I'm 41, man. So don't worry.
You guys are on the even playing field.
Yeah, my next fight going to be with Info Joe. I'm too old. But I hear you, brother. Thanks for calling in, my friend. We're going
to. One love.
All right. We're going out to the BX. Stand up. 646-923. Talk to me.
What's up? What's up? What's going on? First time caller.
What's up, brother? Where you calling in from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
What I'm gonna say is, if they make that fight with Big Baby, man, we need to get some signs, something, buy some tickets, go to the and force them to make that the next fight to be Wilder, man. This is crazy. Makes no sense. Everybody wants that fight. That'll be the biggest fight made this year if they make that. What are they waiting for? You know, the minute that fight is signed, it's bigger than Canelo GGG. It's bigger than Spence and Thurman. Makes no sense.
Yo, thanks for calling in, my friend.
And I only got 30.
You make a great point. We got Steve on the line in Skype. Talk to us.
I don't understand how you can make this show. I don't know. You hear the slightest little thing, you get overexcited about it. Start jumping on Joshua because we can make a show over that. But at the end of the day, Wilder's had 40 fights and not one decent name on there. That paints its own picture.
So you're using the same line of defense you used 3 years ago. He's fought no one.
But that line of defense is a fact. It's not, you're using that.
Okay, but you say he's fought no one. He's trying to fight your champion. He's trying to unify. And roadblocks.
Our bloke's had 20 fights.
So you're saying he needs a tune-up before Wilder?
Not saying that, but at the end of the day,
it sounds like
he's got no room to call anyone a duck when he's had 40 fights.
Oh, yeah. Because I thought this game was the business was unifications.
Right, go on BoxRec and get Wilder's 20 to 30. Name all 10 of the opponents. Three or four of them, you won't even know their names. know what I mean?
I love how in 2018 we're still using resume instead of the fact that they're all champions and they need to unify.
Fact. That is a fact.
No, what's a fact is that unifications are meant to happen and you don't want it to happen in fear of your man losing.
But I couldn't not phone up and just I want it to happen. I can't wait for him to smash Wilder.
Say you want it next. Say you want it next.
I phoned up last week and told you on a show that I wanted him next. And
so
I do want
so
him
we
next.
Need to be signing but a petition because Eddie Hearns is not trying to give you what you want. He's trying to make you in the UK pay for a irrelevant pay-per-view. You're going to have to pay for it. But you're going to say you don't care because it's only 20 quid. It's only 20 quid. I don't care, Ness.
It's nothing to do with that. We follow our fighters. Maybe your country should try doing that as well. And then he'd have a bit more.
You just don't want to follow your fighter to this motherfucking loss. So you're telling them make a left and make a right. Just don't go straight towards Wilder, the WBC king. One face, one name, one champion, one face, one name, one champion, one face, one name, one champion. Why can't we have one name? Why can't we have one face? Why can't we have one champion? Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Your bloke's had 40 fights and he's still not trying to do it, is he? He hasn't done it.
The man that's asking for the unification. This is hilarious.
Calling people duckers and that have had half of his fights.
So what? I love you, Steve.
If he's the biggest fin ducked man, why has he changed his fin over?
I don't know, Steve, but he's been calling for this fight. If you can't see that, you're blind. I'm sorry, but Jesus will heal everyone if we believe. So just pray, man. You might be able to see once this fight is said and done and Wilder flattens your man. We're going out the legendary boxeador.
What's going on, guys? These fucking British snowflakes, man. This is going to happen. They've been waiting for you to... I've been telling you to do this for months, but I guess you had to prolong this fucking shit, you know? This is the same thing that fucking Bob Arum does. He's going to keep saying, oh, we'll fight Wilder next, and 2 months before the fight, they'll probably pick up fucking Povetkin or some fucking bum. That's exactly what's going to happen next. And you know Wilder's not next. Who do you think is going to be next? Povetkin or who? Let's talk about that. Who's next?
Well, we're talking about who's next. Gerald Miller apparently is next.
I think that's all hype, too. He's probably going to stay in England because I don't see AJ coming over to fucking New York or fighting Gerald Miller. I don't see that shit. They sell like 90,000 tickets over there. Why would they come to New York? They're not going to make that kind of money in New York anyway. It's just trying to build up a Matchroom USA on AJ's name and AJ's fame. AJ should tell Eddie to fuck off. I mean, he should stay over there. I mean, if he wants to fight Wilder, Wilder could go over there. Everybody's like, Wilder won't go there. But he's ready to go. Why aren't they fucking saying that shit?
They don't want the fight. Legendary boxer, man. Thanks for calling in. Listen, we're going to wrap this one up. We just did super OT on this. These guys got very excited about this topic. I do want to address some of these weirdo trolls. I know they're trolling me. And they're like, oh, Nez hung up on another decent caller. Nez. All the AJ protectors are decent callers, according to them. Don't forget that it was drive-by. Like, if you want me and Doomsday to stay here, hit the motherfucking super chat up. Hit the super chat. You acting like Tom ain't money or something. Hit the super chat and I'll stay here. I'll give you 6 minutes.
I got a cup of coffee.
You gotta go. You know, we got other things to do. We got other shows to talk about. We can't sit here and hear every crybaby, you know, mad at the fact that we're not talking nice.
It's not like we didn't hear, you know, good reasons and good comments from the AJ protectors. I mean, some of this stuff makes sense. Some of the stuff just doesn't make sense. And you guys just got to just say it how it is. If you're avoiding a fight, listen, DJ Roots said something that I'm agreeing with now. What's going to happen if you wait too long, you take too many fights, and then there's an upset? That's it.
That's what they want because it's an easier route.
So what? I don't understand what's behind that thought
train. Dude, because if you're fighting someone with no belts, you get all the negotiation power. There's a rematch clause in your favor and everything. So if you happen to lose, there's an automatic rematch. And it's happening with you. But if you fight someone else with a belt, that rematch clause is difficult. You know, you got that fine writing is so different. Listen, I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can catch my good friend and co-host.
at in IG. You can catch it IG Alex underscore Doomsday underscore Linez. That's LAINEZ. Facebook Alexander Linez. Twitter Alex Linez TBV. And check me out on my new YouTube channel. I have very limited content, but I'm slowly building it. Doomsday Chronicles. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon. Get that exclusive footage. You know, TBV came back from this Deontay Wilder camp life. I know you guys are tagging us at the as the Wilder train, but nonetheless, good questions were asked, good interviews. You get to see the champ in many, many forms, many angles, right? And check us out on Patreon.
I was going to say something else, and it slipped my mind.
Maddie will be back, guys.
Take off the beanie.